This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Miles is with us. Miles is in Europe, and we've been talking about bitcoins, what they are, how to use them, how to obtain them. And Miles, one of my questions was, so if I have a wallet and that wallet is on my personal computer, and let's say my computer is 5 years old, I don't know how the exact life expectancy of this computer, and it may quit on me, or if I had a cell phone and I transferred that wallet to or put that wallet on my cell phone, I don't know how long that cell phone would last. Is there any risk in having it on a computer and then moving it to another computer, and how would you do that?
When you purchase a Bitcoin, you get the wallet as an interface to look or to see how many Bitcoins you acquired that are not physically on your computer. So it is just an interface to interface with the Bitcoin block exchange. So there's the important address here to that, the internet address. It's blockchain.info. So you go to blockchain.info and you see how many transactions are being done right away. And it's about the confirmations when you know when they're yours. It takes approximately 3 confirmations to know that you have it. That takes about an hour. If you have it with the first confirmation, that's about in the first minute. But like I'm waiting for 6 confirmations, and that's about an hour, not three. 3 is about half an hour. So you find out on the Bitcoin blockchain.info from where to where a Bitcoin went. So this is the first thing, how you can check whether the Bitcoin is on its way or whether it's with you or not. Second important thing here is when you buy the Bitcoin, you transfer it to, you have options to transfer it to a couple kinds of wallets. So if you register with, let's say, Coinbase, you will have a wallet there that you can see. And there's 2 kinds of wallet. One is called the hot wallet and one is called the cold wallet or the vault. The vault or the cold wallet is when you take your Bitcoin code. That's a 20-digit code, I think. And then you physically print it out or you write it down somewhere just for security reasons. And you can store it offline as if you would store a dollar as well. And if you want to put it online again, take it out of the cold storage or out of the vault, depending on how your wallet works, you need just to follow the instructions, the steps, in order to bring it back into the hot wallet, where you can then exchange it for goods, products, and services.
Okay. So then the limiting factor is electricity. Is that correct? If there's no electricity.
You're right. That's why if you have a notebook or a computer, you can go to any kind of place where there is a computer and you can access your wallet. If you have it online, you can access it from there. If you have it stored on an on a wallet that you install on your computer. You need to go to a place where you can install that wallet, where you can type in your code phrases and the passwords, and then the Bitcoin will pop up in your account after your identification to that.
Okay. Now, is there assured privacy with the use of Bitcoins, because there is a historical chain, right, where that Bitcoin has been? Are they private or are they not private?
Yes and no. So the Bitcoin is... The Bitcoin was developed at MIT with a source code of the MIT that was given... that was granted to the MIT with a grant from DARPA. So it is something that has been given to us. It's not that it was organically developed and the entire story, yeah, it's wonderful and organic, and some programmer had the great idea, and within 8 years we went from 50 cents to almost $600. That's not the entire story you're being told there. So the Bitcoin is just... the new worldwide payment system after the shell shock that we get when the economies will get down. After the shell shock with the economies, basically every kind of payment will be done through the cryptocurrencies, because they prepared it for us. They gave it to us that they can track and trace everything. If you put a comment, an invoice number, an address, or a name into the blockchain when you buy it or when you send it. If you don't put any kind of information into that blockchain, then it's anonymous. But later, when the economies have been fallen down, and when we are, when you can trade gold, silver locally, and maybe some local currency, we need to make sure that we will have exchange places for gold, silver, and local currency, as well as into Bitcoin, that we are able to order and purchase that what we need, even from a place like maybe China. Because after the collapse, of course, there will be a rebuild. But the rebuild will be under the guise of the United Nations, under a global governance with a global tax code, with a global monetary system, without cash.
Miles, so what I'm hearing you say, please correct me if I'm not hearing this right, is that if after the collapse... unless I trade privately within my own village or within a small radius of maybe 30 miles or 50 miles, you know, cows, mm-hmm. all the other transactions, if I want to buy auto parts, whatever it is, there will be a tax on everything we buy. Is that what you're saying?
You're right. And wherever you go, how far you travel, the exhaust emissions that with the vehicle that you're traveling in will determine your road fees and your carbon tax that will be directly credited of another kind of banking account. We will lose many banks, but some banks will still exist. And you can use the Bitcoin as a settlement tool then as well. This is why it has been granted by DARPA to the MIT.
So as when you talked about the carbon, I remember seeing these stickers back in the 1970s on the sides of vehicles that traveled through Pennsylvania, and they could travel through the toll booths without stopping, like, you know, those who were paying cash to go through the toll booths on the toll highways. I guess what you're saying is now our movements, our vehicles are going to be tracked through electronic radio transmissions, where we go, where we've been, how many miles we've been. So we don't need to report anything. They will already know. Is that what you're saying?
The OnStar system of the 90s. Back in the 90s, I had a Cadillac STS Northstar. And it was equipped with a OnStar or navigation system and radio system. That system back then had more functionalities than the entire electronics of the Apollo mission. So when we're taking that, when we're taking that to today's means in today's time and apply it, it is 4 years ago that I remotely drove a Mercedes with an iPad with a touch screen.
Miles, you remotely drove a Mercedes with an iPad 4 years ago.
Exactly.
Is that what you said?
That's what I'm saying.
You're talking about steering with servos and computer-controlled, you know, like the BMW Zs have? That kind of thing?
Every kind of system that was in the 90s and going into the 2000s, a hydraulic system, like your hydraulic brakes, the hydraulic, you know, the levers on the automatic transmissions, they were manual. That all turned into electric and electric servo assisted systems. That's why they turned everything into electric systems. That you, that that Volkswagen, Chrysler, Cadillac, Mercedes, they can listen to you. And if you do something that is against the law, they can stop the car right away at the next curb or at the next parking spot, lock you in the car, and the three-digit group will be called to pick you up.
Miles, I carry a hammer with a sharp claw. A safety hammer. I never know when I'm going to have to pound those wheels back on. Right next to me. And I carry a breaker bar, a 24-inch breaker bar, half-inch square drive, in case I need to tighten or unloosen those lug nuts that I just hammered on with my hammer. I keep that right next to me as well. And some people advise carrying an automatic center punch. And, Class, what that is if you want to drill a hole, you take this, it's like the size of a thin magic marker, and has a sharp, hard point on it, and you press exactly where you want to put that impression or that, or I'm sorry, depression in that piece of metal or wood, and you just push it and it snaps into place, and it's like a hammer blow with a sharp point at the end of it. And some people carry them, and you just point that at the corner of your window, your side window, and bam, that's it. It shatters the window. In case you need to do that. So some people carry them in their cars in case that breaker bar or that hammer doesn't work right. Wow, Miles, this is pretty frightening. And by the way, I experienced something like you're talking about by Mercedes knowing exactly where I was without me subscribing to anything. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So several years ago, I was traveling in my old Mercedes. It's a 2000 model E-Class, which I would consider a mid-sized Mercedes. You know, and I looked up the price just during the break, miles, $55,000 plus taxes. By the time you're done around here in mid-Missouri with taxes, that's going to be $60,000. But you can get one for, you know, less than 10% of that, you know, used. And that's what I did. I paid way less than that, and way less than 10% of it. And so I was traveling, and a passenger knocked a cup of coffee into the transmission control computer, which is right below the shift lever in the console, and shorted out the liquid, shorted out the transmission control computer, and I was stuck in Illinois, and the vehicle would not go anywhere. It was stuck in drive, but I couldn't start the engine in drive, and it acted like the vehicle was stolen, and so I called 1-800-4-Mercedes, and they said, well, where are you? I said, I don't really know. It's dark. It's, you know, late. I don't know. I'm in Illinois, and they said, what's the vehicle identification number? So I got the flashlight out and told them the vehicle identification number, and they said, okay, you're at the intersection of Corvette Lane and some other road. They knew exactly where I was, Miles, and I did not subscribe to that, you know, that Mercedes SOS or the OneStar or OnStar service. So they know.
Yes, they do know. And the issue with that is the newer cars, they're refined in what they can do and what they cannot do. And having the stop assistance, all the assistance systems are basically for our beginning topic of the first hour, that you are not in the position to make decisions. You need a machine to do the decisions for you in case somebody might get hurt. That's why we have a push on the self-driving cars with the artificial intelligence connected to it. That's why we have a push to get us off the ownership of the old vehicles. Like, I do have the same vehicle you do, only with a six-cylinder engine as a 4MATIC, as an all-wheel drive. And I started at the back, and right now I'm at the very front of the car. I renewed everything, every bushing, every hose, every line, everything in that car is now brand new. And I have another one. I have actually two of these cars for spare parts that I cannot buy, such as I have an overhaul transmission for that car already, and I have an engine that is it's not even broken in for Mercedes terms. So I'm sticking with my old car, and I told you how to disable the GPS system on the car, that they cannot see you anymore. So this is the same thing that I did with that car, so they don't have access to me in that car. And might look from the paint shabby, but I don't care. Technically, it's pristine, and it's going to be my car for the hopefully time into the collapse and the time after the collapse, if it's going to be allowed to me.
And what, Miles, what I heard you saying, and ultimately you said, was that you're not going to buy a new car. You're going to stay with this 2000 model. I believe that's what you have, a 2000?
Well, I have a 2000, 2002, and then the very last one, that's a 2003. That was out of the series. That's a station wagon, and I'm sticking to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about is the Mercedes E-Class, so that might be seen as an E320, the six-cylinder, or an E430, same vehicle with a six-cylinder E320 or eight-cylinder E430. Same engine, same piston, same everything. It's just six-cylinder versus eight-cylinder. And the 4MATIC, in Mercedes terms, does not mean four-speed automatic. What it really means is automatic transmission, all-wheel drive. And it is phenomenal. And the same 4MATIC is available in the Mercedes ML320, which I think is a fabulous SUV. And very inexpensive. And you can pick them up for about $2,000 as well. Miles, you called Mrs. Finelli yesterday with an alert, and it was alarming to me, and I was unavailable at the time, and you were talking about prices, cattle and food. You want to share that with us, what's going on?
Okay, let's start with a bigger picture. We all are aware that we have the floodings all over the planet, and you are inundated in America as well as we are in certain places. And we go into that after the break.
Okay. And then, so obviously, it's the rain, the flooding, and you know, some places it's beneficial and other places it's devastating. And we'll talk about that when we get back. Miles is in Europe. He is our senior USA Preparedness Instructor. We'll be right back.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Technically, back when wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Les Miles is with us, and we're talking about the weather changes. There's good and bad in it. Good for some of us and bad for others of us. Kyle will be right with you in just a couple minutes. Miles, you're talking about the flooding and cattle prices and so forth.
So the bigger picture is China
is one of the largest countries there is on the planet. 300 million people are right now, as we're talking, I'm talking about the same amount of people like the U.S. population is, are underwater right now. Levees have broken. Dams have been ruptured because of the tremendous rainfalls that they received since April. Their entire harvest, or not entire, but most of their harvest, we're talking about over 70% of their harvest and their food baskets are gone. We're talking about over 100 million car damages due to flooding and over 20 million cars being stuck in underground garages that are flooded. So China is going to have its economic problem. The insurance problem will hit the market, and the Chinese will try to sell every asset that they have in order to find a way to pay for the damages or and to get you know, the best results they can get. So the dollar will get under pressure. But most important is our food baskets will be very important and interesting for the Chinese population. So if there is no production in China going on, the Chinese people, we're talking about 1.3 billion people that need to be fed, and they are looking forward for every offer that they get out of the world. Why don't we hear anything from that? The Chinese authorities have placed a blockage on everything that is that contains something of disastrous news out of the regions. The censorship is very, very high, and this year will have a huge impact on our supply chains worldwide because the places that are flooded are not only the food baskets; these are the industrial zones. So there is a YouTube channel. You can look at some videos about that. It's the YouTube channel is called Adopt 2030, and you will find there information about that. There's a young fellow who is putting information together with wonderful graphics from the weather agencies, and he's basically pointing it out. So this is a problem. Supply chain collapse because no parts will come out of China for agriculture, automotive, and anything like that because it's simply everything stopped there. And the economic problem that we will have in covering the food problem that we will have internationally. And right now, we're seeing coffee going back. We have 36% decrease in Arabica from South America. We have a total of loss of 30% of the crops of this year's coffee crops, and 36% of that is the Arabica. So we're going to see some interesting changes by September and October when the harvest usually hits the market. We will see prices skyrocketing. And right now, let me tell you this, and I stop here. Potato prices here in Europe doubled. That's an increase of 100%. And McDonald's increased the prices by 30% on certain items. Not on every item, but on certain items. So you go ahead and tell me what you think about that.
Miles, before the broadcast, I took a quick look at the cattle prices. And cattle prices aren't the highest they've been, that's for sure. And I'm a cattle farmer. So 400 weight cows, meaning you know, calves that weigh about 400, maybe approaching 450 pounds, are selling for about $1.90 a pound. Not too good, not too good. And larger cows are selling for less than that a pound. And but I looked at some of the numbers in your neck of the woods in Europe, and we're looking at about a 60% fall in prices. Is that correct? Am I reading that right? That cattle prices have fallen 60%?
Yes. Cattle season is over here. Barbecue season is over. So whatever was in stock or somewhere stored in cool houses now needs to go. We have fire sale prices on meat. They came down about half the price retail. And so we're going into the new season with a problem that you don't earn anything with the cattle anymore. And so many farmers will simply stop producing until the price is normalized for them when the price increases. So we have created a bubble, a negative bubble, where we will have a lack of supply in the winter month going into the spring of 2017. That is already a given.
I can tell you with absolute certainty that a young farmer who would like to, you know, be in the farming business and raise cows and buy some land and, you know, get a tractor or two and the hay equipment absolutely, positively cannot survive at $2 a pound for 400 pound calves. Can't be done. Impossible. Impossible.
Watch the next move. Cattle has been traded cash. Somebody came on the farm, they bought your cattle, they paid cash, and they went away. That was beginning of the 90s. Then right. That market started to be commoditized because the government has more control over production and about the taxation, of course, then. So that changed in the 90s. Now, that entire system, that entire program we're under is being used against the farmers to sort the small farmers out, to have them wean off their countries or their properties. And now what's the next move going to be is that China has a problem. They need to feed the people. China will have a great loss in people because of these floodings. Sanitary systems are just devastated. Sewage systems, They're totally in the big major cities and in the cities that have been flooded in the industrial zones. They're totally out of order. So they have a hygiene problem, and that will take life toll. We're talking about millions of people that will die in the aftermath of that, but probably they will not be reported as, it was probably something else that came from the sky. And now the cattle prices being so down, you will see China moving in and selling everything in their assets, what they have in dollars, to get a product back from America. The fire sales will start with the cattle season that's coming up now.
It's to add another dot to that, connecting the dots. There are more farms for sale around our neck of the woods, right near our farm, than I've ever seen before. And these are not junky farms. These are nice pieces of farmland. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Kyle, hello.
Kyle, you're...
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to jump real quick back, Miles, to the vehicle thing for just a minute, and then I'd love to hear what's left of that you guys have to talk about. But are you concerned at all? This is a two-part question. Number one, are you concerned about the newer cars like yours with the computers and stuff in them if there were to be an EMP? I've read a few things when I go to the library and get on the internet that everything within about a 600 mile radius of an EMP, the computers in the cars would be fried. And, the second part of the question is about what year do you have to go back to get vehicles that don't have computers?
Okay, first part of the questions. Yes, I'm worried about that. I prepared for that. I have brains for computers for that car, multiple of them, stored back in a EMP protected and flash protected area. So if an EMP hits, that's not going to be effective, and I can replace them and use them. If another EMP hits, that's going to be it with that. You need to go back prior to 99 in order to find manual mechanical ignition systems to have an option to not be under that kind of problem. That's a whole thing in itself because you need to get an old car and you need to bring it to up to speed with parts, and time is precious. Time is a commodity that we do not have plentiful right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. very much. Okay, that's all I pretty much had, guys.
Kyle, very quickly.
Talking with you, and I really appreciate it when Vince has you on. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Kyle. One quick comment before you go, Kyle. I think we lost Kyle, but yeah, we did. Miles, in that situation where you have your vehicle running and you've got spare parts and the EMP happens, so you put your vehicle back together should it be taken out, your electronics be taken out by this EMP. What about all those other cars that are on the road? You know, you have one car that has a problem on the highway, and it causes a traffic jam for miles. Now we're talking about maybe one out of seven vehicles that has a problem on the highway with the result of an EMP, and then we don't have the gas pumps working. So it's way bigger than just our car. The problems are way bigger than just our car.
I don't worry about an EMP. Very honestly, I don't worry about that. If an EMP happens, all kinds of other systems will go rogue, and we will have problems with nuclear power plants and things like that.
Right.
This is something, if that happens, life as we know on planet Earth ends in a couple of days after an EMP, because we simply do not have the opportunity to rebuild these things so quick and to protect these things. Military hardened chips, computer chips with gallium or the gallium arsenide have not been used in commercial airplanes, so even when you fly and EMP hits, the plane will come down eventually. So I'm not worrying about that. I'm focusing more on the things that I can handle, that I can change in my environment. And I kind of have a feeling that this is something everybody would be a good advice to do so. One jump back to the Bitcoin. I endorse that you read up on the Bitcoins and start getting into it, because now is the time. If you start in 3 months, it might be too late or too expensive. So it's a good place to start.
Okay. Miles, when we come back, I want to tell you what happened with things that are falling from the sky in our dog's water bowl. This is just unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique powerful blend of probiotic strains coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today?
I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Miles, I certainly want to thank you for being with us and taking 2 hours out of your day to share your insight and your knowledge with our class.
Thanks,
Miles. It's always wonderful chatting with you, Miles. We have 6 ponds on our farm. I didn't put them in; they were here before I got here 10 years ago. And so, one of these ponds is a pretty large pond. And it is covered 100% in this thick green algae. That's one pond. And in our driveway, which is crushed limestone, there are these depressions, and one of them is about the size of the footprint of a car. So if you were to park a car, you know, the shadow under the car would be the size of this depression in our driveway, and it fills up with water when it rains. And the water stays there because the limestone, when it packs down, is almost like concrete in hardness. So the water stays there for several days. That depression is full of these algae or these green clumps of living plant life, I guess. And it's as thick as AstroTurf, so easily a third of an inch thick. Then we have these little puddles near, closer to our farmhouse, and I'm talking about, oh, the size of a hula hoop. And they have these green algae clumps in there. Now, so it rains, and then the water, you know, three, four, 5 days is gone from the big puddles, but the little puddles, it's gone in a couple of days. They all have algae. Now, that was alarming to me. But what's really alarming to me is this morning before the broadcast, our son was refilling the water bowl. So he's bringing the water bowl into the kitchen for our dogs. We have 4 dogs at the moment. And one of them is a 200-pounder, and the others are, you know, maybe 75, 85 pounds or so. And they get fresh water 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a day, depending on how much they drink. And we clean the water bowls every couple of days. Well, he brought in this water bowl, and it stays on the veranda, so it's out of the direct, it's shielded by a roof, if you will, and it's out of the sun almost all day. And we wash this thing out, and it is a stainless steel pot that you would boil pasta water in. Maybe 8 quarts, 9 quarts, something like that. Green, absolutely green overnight with algae on the bottom adhering to the inside of this stainless steel pot. Absolutely no question this is coming from the sky. I've never seen this like this before.
I have the problem that we have, we had tremendous rains. The rain that's coming down brings this new presence in form of these algae that stick on the walls, on the vertical walls up. They stick there, and they even start to grow on the shingles. And houses that have these light shingles, the Eternite, we call it here, they have the problem that the algae is pushing these shingles up and allowing water to penetrate with a capillary suction into the roofs. So the problem is getting bigger. It is manufactured, and if you do not keep up your house to building code, this house will not be inhabitable, because first comes that algae and then comes the mold.
Mm-hmm. And we've had mold in our barn. And so what we have to do is open both barn doors. They're 12 feet by 12 feet, each door, one on each end of the barn, to let the air in and the sunlight in as best we can every day to keep the mold down to a minimum. Our roof, where there are a couple spots on our roof of our farmhouse that the sun cannot hit, it'd be on the north side. And that part of the roof has these blackish-brown stains, mold, on the roof. Now the rest of the roof gets really hot by sunlight, and I don't think the mold is able to take 150 degree heat and kills it. But where it can't get to 150 degrees, 140, we've got black mold. So this problem is not just here, right?
Hydrogen peroxide 30%. Sprayed on it and it's over.
There you go. Miles, hey, thanks so much for being with us. Quick question: is it safe to travel to Germany now?
It's safe to travel there. What happens there, you find out.
Yeah. Miles, thanks so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks again, Miles. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.